When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it looks like the market chop continues, but we did get a little bit into the green today, so it's holding on, not back down to the 395s. We didn't want to see that. Will we get to 400 before the close today? You guys in the chat, let us know what you guys think. Let's check it out at the close with Joel Alconin.
All right, it is time for pre-market prep at the close.
Three consecutive highs, open, matched yesterday's low, and then once it took out there, that's all the breakout momentum traders needed.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's bring on Joel and let's take a look at it. Let's see what's going on in the market out.
Good afternoon, Mitch. We got a good day going in the market here.
Yeah.
I guess Mr. Powell, Mitch was saying, they front ran him to the downside a little bit.
They said, hold on. 9:10. All right. So let's see. What can we do? Oh, 8:30. All right. Let's start hitting it down a little bit there in front of him. And we saw right around. You can see that last, and I take a look at the maybe like a little bit closer time frame, like a five, but you can see it bottomed out there around the 133.69. And when was he supposed to get off? 10 minutes after that. 10 minutes after that, we got right back through what? The opening price. So take a look at that. And I think that showed me a little bit more of the front running into that Fed conversation.
Yeah, I mean, they were selling off. They were looking at him to say something horrendous, and he was pretty consistent. The pop off that, we were looking for a little bit more. We were looking from that high from last Friday and last Wednesday. The tough move of the day was that break, and that was during some Iran talk, right? And they took it down. Just hard to predict that one. And then they don't get to the new low. They don't make a new low of the day and then bring it back up. So we'll have to give some hats off to Triple D tomorrow. He was talking about the 394 area. That initial break got it down to 94.12. So we're poised. We're poised to end the week on a good note. You know, I was always like to talk about the follow through, you know, end the week on a higher low. And right now, the current high for the week, boom, is 40.10.75. We're only 15 handles away from that. So maybe we'll be able to end the week on a good note. Dollar down. Just let me run through the commodities real quick. Yeah. Dollar down 15 cents. Took out yesterday's low. Nothing. Ooh. Not like a big candle. TLT, that's down again. So good for the banks. We'll have to see how the banks are reacting. Crude reacted to some numbers. That's up $1.36 at 83.30. Gold in the red by 8.60, 17.19.20. Silver going the opposite direction. That's up 17 cents at 18.43. And Bitcoin just hanging out. Can't get back over 20K yet. Up 265 at 19,190.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely to see there. It's some interesting news. I've been watching to see, you know, how crude was going to react today. Yesterday, it seemed like the stocks were slightly into the red, if not slightly into the green. Crude was coming down. Today, crude coming up. And the trades are a lot of them into the red. But we won't worry too much about oil right now. Let's talk about the Fed talk that I thought was really interesting.
Sure.
Well, Jerome made one statement that I think is really important here. He emphasized the importance of getting inflation down now before the public gets too used to higher prices and comes to expect them as a norm. I think this comment is more towards what we've been talking a little bit about, Joel, about maybe a 4% becoming more of a norm than that 2%. I think this is literally him giving us a little bit more insight into his thinking there. that he still stuck on the 2%. He doesn't want the norm to change to 4% or 6%. You know, I don't know what that norm could be, but definitely a comment like that shows me a little bit more that he's trying to stick towards his gun, towards the 2% mark.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like I said, they hit it. They thought it was, you know, more pain, the more pain trade. He didn't get up. I guess we just have to wait for September 13th, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the 9th, 12th. So that would be Tuesday. We'll get that data. And once we get that data, we'll see what that handle, a 9 handle. Not good. A 7 handle. Good. Since we got the commodities up here, why don't we just take a look? We know crude has come in, so that's a good thing. Natty gas, let's see. Let's look at the monthly chart here. Now, natty gas is up. It's back that down. Where did it close last month? Let me get my monthly data window here. Look at things. You know, we're going to do this little.
It was at the high near the times where the readings come in. So,
okay.
So I would be a little worried. Natural gas.
Natural gas down on, from the end of the month, right? At least that's from the month end, but from the last reading, which was like in the middle of the month. So I guess the monthly chart is not as relevant. But if you took the reading early in August, it was up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad. Let's look at some of the commodities. Corn. Corn, how was corn in early in the month? Early in the month, corn was a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Now it's lower. Higher, so that's good. That's wheat, good. Let's go the first 2 weeks. Wheat has been weak. Wheat, that's one of the commodities. And you know what is kind of interesting is, you know, that was the one that everyone was worried about, right? Because the Ukraine is, you know, the big producer. Let's look at... Coffee. Everyone drinks coffee. Now, see, that was down in this August 8th, August 9th, that was lower. Lumbers. Let's see where lumber was. So based on the commodities, I guess, and I know Triple D's looking for a good number. Early August, it was here. So, the commodity trade doesn't seem to be, hitting, they don't seem to be high on a relative basis. Now copper, it went up and went down. That's still near the low of the move. So that's what we got to look at in the commodities for that big, big CPI number coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something to watch. We'll see. I mean, everything points that inflation has come down a decent amount. The one area where I think you really need to watch, and as the number hits, it's going to be interesting to see, is in housing, because that's what kept the number high. That's what was sticky. That's what has a tendency of not dropping as fast as, let's say, some of these commodities, and we've seen them fall off. So I think that's where you look to see when the number comes out. If that number could come down, I think we get the overall inflation to come down. But if it stays high and how it's been, that could be the area where it could keep up inflation stickier than we could see it.
Housing market definitely is coming in a little bit, right? It's was a strong, seller's market. I wouldn't really say it's really turned yet. I don't know how little Miss Emily did it, but she locked in a 30-year rate just over like 4.23%. She had to do it, man, it would be over 5%. Rates took a jump and rates are due to take another jump right at the next meeting. So, and one thing interesting that my buddy Rob pointed out yesterday, on a relative basis compared to where we were in the 1980s, no, rates aren't as high. But when you start from such a low level, you know, it's quantum leaps that we're taking, right? Doubling, right? Doubling the rates on some of this stuff. So I guess if you have your money, trying to get some return on your money, it's good. But if you're trying to borrow, not so good. Looking at the XHB, Just like everything else, bounced off the June low, retreated off the August high, and now working its way back. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look. Also, food increases was one of the major things that showed up on the CPI last time. So keep your eyes on that. As we get closer to next week, we'll take a little bit more of a deeper dive into it before we get the report on the 13th. Let's keep moving. Let's take a look on out there. We did get some oil news that came in, and that was all about inventories. Just want to give the numbers out there. EIA crude oil inventories came in at an actual 8.844 million. The estimate was a minus 250K. So definitely a flip there. I don't know who does the estimate. Somebody's getting fired, but we'll see what happened here. I mean, it's interesting to see it. And a lot of this is what? Well, it's a lot from the releases of the government emergency reserves. That's what the EIA stated and why we saw such a change in the number here. The combination with increased imports and ongoing releases from those reserves.
I have to put a warning out there. I mean, we've been talking bearish oil a little bit, but you know, you see a double bottom there, close enough for me, 81.50, 81.20. You overcut it last night, you had a nice rally. So 82.94, you're off the high at 84.25 in the session. But you know, anytime you know crude puts in a couple lows or a couple highs in the same area, a lot of times it's good for a turnaround. So heads up to the shorts there, unless you can pierce that 81.50, 81.20 double bottom. I'd be leaning a little bit to the long side here in crude oil futures. ExxonMobil, I looked at this. It held up okay yesterday. We did notice that. Took out the previous day's high. The reason showed some of that relative strength. Didn't really stop in an area as far as a daily high or daily low goes. But let's see, did it get to a close area? Nah, nothing for you there. You took out yesterday's high and you couldn't get to Tuesday's high. Quick look at CVX, rally, but not much, quiet range here, kind of hanging out near the low. And let's just check Oxy for Warren so I don't have to send them an email. We talked about that $64 area down there again today, 6403, currently trading 6440, matching highs on the upside. So above 66, let's get going. Below 64, more work to do on the downside. We found some sellers here or late in the session. Wanted to try and close over 4K. Now they're just nudging it a little bit lower here.
You bulls don't have control. Don't have the full control here.
No one has control in this.
That's the truth. That's the dang truth as much as it is. Now let's talk about some kind of micro catalysts. Let's get out of kind of the macro outlook and kind of talking about oil that, you know, everybody's talking about. Let's go to some smaller names. Rivian. Getting some news today mentioned with Mercedes-Benz. So this is kind of a strategic partnership with Mercedes-Benz Vans to establish a new joint venture manufacturing company to produce electric vans in Europe. So Rivian getting some lift there. And I don't know. I'm starting to kind of like this chart on a long-term sense. I mean, really long-term, but I don't know. I might dip my toes in some Rivian.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This is a tough chart here. You know, because you had to gap up. The news must have been out before the open. Just popping out to me right now for you Rivian traders. You had a high going back a couple sessions ago, a couple weeks ago, 36.70. Your current high right in that area, 36.76. Looks like you're catching the bid up here. Broke out of an inside day, so definitely got some giddy up to the upside, but you got to clear that hurdle. Right now it stands as a double top. After that you could be looking at $38, but I think something like, you know, just them being associated with like a real company, I think that gives some confidence to investors. And there you go. Nice move here today for Rivian Automotive.
Think about the two biggest companies they deal with now. It's going to be Mercedes and Amazon. I think they would probably do their due diligence, right? I don't think too often you'd probably see Amazon and Mercedes make a mistake here, but definitely something that I'll keep on watch. Rivian is definitely one of those that I feel like, you know, even though they just came to the public markets, they've been around longer, right? This is not a Lucid. That's what I want to repeat. This is not a Lucid. Why is it not a Lucid? Because their vehicles have been out for longer. They've been tested more. That's why Amazon invested in them in the first place. It was an experiment, essentially an experiment by Amazon. And I think in the long run, Rivian gets it right. And they also don't just have last mile delivery, right? They also have a truck coming. So just keep your eyes out. Rivian is one of those that I think in the long run will be better than Lucid. So
could be for real.
Yeah, it could be for real. It's just one that I like that bottoming on the chart now towards 30. And I mean, if I'm taking it here, maybe 35 on a pullback or 25, 10 points risk. It's not too bad. At least there's a strong bottoming here, and it doesn't look like coin. It doesn't look like coin to me, where it just can't even go back up, even if when it wants to.
Coin's doing okay today. Wow. Wasn't that? What was that day? What happened? It just squeezed the shorts. Can you remember what? Oh, you know what that news was that day?
What was that?
That like BlackRock was going to give
people. That's exact. You remember, Joel? What did I say when they did that? I was like, come on. Do you really, you guys think that deserves that kind of spike? Everyone was like, but it's BlackRock.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that was just giving just people like a look access at to it.
Yeah, that was just that's you act like they didn't have access to it. Like these guys can't manage their money and just be like, oh, I'll take $10,000 and put it into Coinbase instead of putting it into my BlackRock account. I don't know. That just seemed to me that was a far reach there. It was a good news.
They blew some shorts out, though.
And that's the hard part. That's the hard part about being short. You can always get a news catalyst like that to blow you out. Let's keep going. Let's take a look out there. Technology having a really good day, at least. Finally, really bouncing back in my eyes. I've been really trying to focus to see when we would actually start getting some of these to bounce back. And a lot of that was, I'll say it again, NVIDIA bouncing back. Closing green today?
Look at that. Can you
closing green?
Man, it gave you a shot. Oh, man, don't call it a double bottom now. Call it a triple bottom. Look at that. 33.51, 33.46, 33.69 today. Going well with the market. Two up days in a row. This is your streaky stock, folks. This is what you look at. Look at this streak here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven down days in a row, and you can go back up. Here's a three-day up day. It gets a little choppy, and then look at this upstring it had. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 but then it broke it on this one. I believe that was that was the Monday. I can't remember what happened that day. Was that that was in August? I don't know if that was earnings or whatnot, but it's a 2-day winning streak. I said this yesterday. This is a streaky stock, so kind of tilted to the upside here for NVIDIA. Took out the previous day's high and about to close above it. If we can hold on, it gets real interesting if you can get over 143.80. Then you just get into no man's land here with the gap to fill up to 149.59.
Well, Asana held on today. It tried to make that push towards 24, then rejecting there. It's such an important level now for Asana if it can get into that 24. It's a tough move there, but you can see that it's fighting there. You see every time that it gets up there, it fails.
Yeah, pre-market prep, stock of the day. We talked about it. A little bit of a tricky open here. Like if you were, if you were buying this thing off the open, you flushed it out. If you were looking to buy it near the top of yesterday's range, your order is still out there. The only thing that we pointed out on the show, above the pre-market high, here was the pre-market high. That coincided with another daily high. But you had a gap fill. That gap fill, 24.64. The reason that's significant, besides, you only had that little teensy 31-cent gap, is look what the stock did the following day, right? Closed at 25.06, opened down a buck, took it out to the woodshed, lost $4 a day. That was a part of another major losing streak down to the low of the move. So hanging up here in the upper 23.70, up, trying to close over 24. But right now, if you had traded this before earnings, in the earnings, just keep an eye on another day or two. You want to make sure it busts through this level, gets into the 25 handle. I saw the report. The report was okay. The guidance was they're still losing money. And like I said, the guidance they gave wasn't great. Personally, we used Asana at maybe they still use it at Benzinga, but I didn't find it particularly useful. Use Asana?
Yeah, we use Asana on a daily basis. It might not be in my department, but we definitely is used often. And I am not the best Asana guy, I'll tell you right now.
I don't want to tell you what
Asana guy, but
I'll just tell you what my nickname was for it. And if you take the first two letters and you add another letter onto it, that's what you used to call it. Spoos are not the Bears look like they were going to get a little edge in the close. The Bulls are saying no, can do. Back up at 39.95. So choppy last session. I don't know what we choppy final 15 minutes. I don't know what we got as far.
Imbalances goes, but
here we go. The Bulls and the Bears. Looks like we're gonna have a green day, two green days in a row. Haven't had that in a while. So far, good day, even with Pump and Powell speaking.
Yeah, it seems like everything got pushed early morning. Now, one stock that surprised me today, still haven't really found out why it's moving. I've been taking a look, I've been seeing there's some rumors out there, but Lyft. Whoa, what is going on here?
What's going on with Lyft?
Lyft, get in the Lyft here today. It looks like it's on the elevator ride, but I mean, honestly, I tried to find the news for this.
There's got to be news.
It's rumors on Twitter, and so that's why I can't.
What's rumored on Twitter?
I gotta do a little bit more research. I haven't been too much stuck on tweet right now.
But I could tell you what it was.
What was it?
I wrote this up yesterday as a pre-market prep stock of the day.
What was it, Joel?
I guess the Bank of America guy that initiated it underperformed. I just looked at this area. Now, this is where it was before earnings, right? And it had a gap to fill. That 14.14, it did that. Put three lows in the same area. Kind of a weak day yesterday. But I think maybe the street was just learning, leaning the wrong way, saying they say it's going to be no triple bottom. And what kind of rumors are you seeing on this one? This is a this is a big move for Lyft. Right back up here via Lyft Trader, 1737. Your August 19th high. Where'd you get to today? 1710. You find something for me?
I found what it is. It's going to be one to hold your breath. You ready for this one, Joel?
I
love to do these moments right here because Joel doesn't know what's going to happen. So supposedly, and the rumors are out there, complete rumor. I'm not saying this is true by any means. I just want to really iterate that. So supposedly in Twitter, they're circling around that Ford or GM is looking at a bid for Lyft.
Well,
what do you feel about that?
What about isn't this GM? Was it GM in with them anyways?
I mean, maybe they have an investment in them. I
did it. Then?
I didn't see that, but I mean, everyone's kind of mentioning that out there. I mean, I see multiple mentions of it. Ford or GM, looking like they want to take it out. GM weighing a bid. That's what I see out there. I don't know. What do you guys think, chat? What do you guys think about that talk? Do you guys think that talk's real? GM going for Lyft?
I don't know. Whatever the rumor is, I mean,
it's affecting Uber also. Look at Uber.
Uber. Yeah, that's having a decent
relationships,
day.
Guys. Relationships. It's always important. You saw Lyft just take off like that early in live trading today. I talked about it. I was like, well, if Lyft is going to take off like that, keep your eyes on Uber. It might just catch up.
The Bulls come alive here in the final 5 minutes. We got a four handle on the S&Ps. That's awful nice. 4002.25. That's just printed there. It's hard to believe I do like to do a weekly number and I also like to do a quarterly number, kind of like a quarterly swing number. Mm-hmm. And that's been 4004. We've traded two so many times, so it's kind of hard to put significance on it. But Bulls are stepping it up here, at least here in the last stands of 4 minutes to go, trying to get a close over 4K in the S&P. When's the last time we did that? It's been a while. Also, you're seeing, this is the rollover. This is the first day, rollover of the contract between the September and December. So people are still rolling over the contracts. If you want to maintain your position, your long position in the September, you got to sell it and buy the December and vice versa. So the liquidity is split between the two contracts, makes it a little bit of vacuum trading, as you see here. But right now, trying to rally into the close, and market's trying to set up for a good Friday tomorrow. 4050. We are 7 points off that high of the session.
We'll see if that rumor does come true. I did see some kind of big movement coming out of Regeneron in the intraday market. I don't know if you caught that. Regeneron with some good kind of endpoints getting a spike in the middle of the day as they released those endpoints in the middle of the day. And it got halted actually for a second there and then reopened up. And then didn't really go too much after that, but. What a spike there in the middle of the day.
Look at that. Wow.
That's a spike right there.
So it was halted all day, and then they gave the data. Wow. This is a big move. Opened up near the low. Some people probably got caught. Oh, I'm shorting this up, $100, and then they just got ran over. Hit 720. That must have been some really good data. You backed off the high, not a ton though. So, man, good day yesterday. You had some people leaning into a good release from 580 to 6, and then boom. So this is an interesting one. I'll have to check the news out on that. Let's look at that. I want to go look at Gilead. How's Gilead? Look at that, just sneaking its way back up, clearing a double top area.
I took it on the competition account today. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you did?
Gilead. Yeah, that's why I didn't even bring it up here. I was like, let me go to the other one there. But I mean, it's paper anyways. But I like the setup here. I like it has a longer term trend line there that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
For it to come back into. And so if you look up to the monthlies, look how this is some monthly support. That's what I like. I like the monthly turnaround there around the 60. This is the fourth time that it does this. I love when I see stocks do three kind of bottoming actions. Then I look for the fourth fake out. That look that looks like it's just going to break down. And all of a sudden, there's big reversal signs. I think this is one that I'll go after.
All right. We got about a minute into the close. The battle for 4K rages on, trading 4001.
Let's go to the banks before we get out.
Oh, banks.
I want to. There's a lot that moved today, as you guys can see.
You know what? I know when this, I looked at this thing this morning, and when the spoos were getting hit, the thing was down a nickel. And I'm like, that's interesting. This thing's showing some relative strength. And then I take an eye off it. Boom, opens flat. Then we had talked about the significance of this area. I mean, you trade 33 to 34 for 3 weeks, a little bit of a breakdown before, below the 33. But that's a good day. Let's look at your JP Morgan here. Boom. Just a little rotation into your bank. So showed relative strength this morning, and now we know why. Bank America, I'll tell you, if this is one where when you see it have a day like this, it's a lot of times you come in and you're like, oh, maybe I'll catch this unchanged, and then gives you a gap higher move. So, wow, nice day. TLT down, banks up.
Just to show it, because it did it on Bank of America there too, this is something that I look for often, is that attempted breakdown. You saw those lows that Joel was talking about. Look how on this last one, there is that wick. That wick is what I look for a lot of the times. That wick through, it looks like it's going to break down. Technically, it looks like it's breaking down. But then all of a sudden, you get this quick reversal action from those levels. That's when I like to see a clear, defined bottom and use that as the risk as you're going after a trade, trying to get that reversal bounce there. So it's a good outlook to look for. Something that I see often is especially a wick there. And then that reversal price action. We'll see what else is out there.
Kept this one up on the front page. All right. I'm going to say the last print was 4006 or right around there, 4005 and a half. Still some consistent buying going on here into the close. What you have a setup for tomorrow is to close the week on the high. Right, a strong close on Thursday, some momentum going on Friday. I don't know if the Kroger earnings are going to knock us off our keister. I doubt it.
Yeah,
40, 10, 75 is your high. You're making a move, folks. Good day for the market. It looks Paul gave you a buying opportunity this time, and we'll see how things turn out tomorrow. Great job today, Mitch, as usual, and we'll be back tomorrow. Should be an interesting Friday on pre-market prep. And what a day to have Nate Tobik on from Complete Bank Data, a day when the banks make a nice move. So everyone, have a good night. We'll check with you in the AM.
See you guys a little bit later. Like always, smash the thumbs on up. Hit the subscribe down below so you guys can be notified when we go live. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Dennis has been on point calling out that kind of dip there. I'm wondering, maybe he got it right. Maybe we're running a little bit into the CPI data, or maybe we'll get kind of a run for the week, and then maybe will we get the rug pull before Tuesday? Who knows? Let's pay attention. I'll be with you guys tomorrow, of course, with the guys, Joel Alkanen and Dennis Dick. I'll see you guys at pre-market prep. Hit the like and let everybody know this is the place to get your financial media, whether it be from pre-market prep to stock market movers to at the close. We try to cover it all right here. Hit the thumbs on up. I'll see you guys next time. And enjoy some football tonight. Hold on. NFL kicking off, guys. You guys have some good talk out there, some good night out there. I'm going to be watching the NFL action and having some fun. I was watching DKND to see if that was going to be a little bit of a trade. And look at that. Wow, sometimes it's as simple as that. We'll see what happens. See you next time here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.